You already know what the fuck this is, man. PSA Radio. Man, we got a crazy show tonight. And, yo, you already know what the fuck this is, man. Tim Baum here doing with my brother, Dre 3-Letterman. What's good, man?
It's your boy, 3-Letterman, a.k.a. No Drama on PSA Radio. What's good out here, man?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. the No Drama boys.
It's been crazy, man. Some battles need to drop to take the fucking light off of this drama bullshit that's going on, man. Battles. You know it's bad. I tweeted this out, Dre. You know it's bad. You know it's bad when more blogs are being dropped than actual battles. So please,
facts.
Drop some battles.
Facts.
Drop some battles.
Facts, though.
So, man... It's getting crazy out here, bro. But first of all, I wanted to let you know again, man. I went back and I watched that Killer Jones and Nat Talk today like 3 more times. Bro, let me tell you. This battle's crazy. This battle is
word.
Very crazy. And let me tell you what else I watched. Off that real quick. I know I'm kind of all over the place right now. I just watched for the first time, like all the way through, the 2-on-2 with DNA and Shine. John and Saya. Let me tell you guys something, too. This is up there with my favorite battles of the year completely. One-on-one
facts.
And everything. This is up there. This is up there. I like this battle a lot, Dre.
Facts. Yep.
A lot.
Totally agree, bro.
This battle was nice. So, watch that shit. Saya went off. I'm a Saya fan. I gotta say, Dre. Saya has shit.
Yo, son, not for nothing, man. Sire Boy is nice, yo. You keep it a buck. And low-key, he had a fire battle with fucking this nigga, JC and shit, or RBE and shit,
yeah,
man.
Yep, he did.
I got the vibe that, and John John says himself, he basically let Sire Boy do him. You know what I'm saying? He let Sire get off that shit. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to, you know, showcase his mans and shit. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Now you're right, man. And, yo, they did it well. You know why I liked it, though, Dre? It's because we got the best of both worlds on this 2-on-2. We had DNA and Shine incorporating their bars together. You know, they would go 2-2-4-4. You know, they would play off of each other. But then you had Saya and John John. You had Saya and John John going one verse for you, one verse for you. And then that was it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was.
Facts.
They did go back and forth, so... It was dope. I was a big fan of this shit. This battle was nice, man. Shout out to Don't Flop, man. They dropped that two and Chilla and Mask.
Yep.
Oh, they two for two right now, man. That shit, they're dropping some nice battles right now. So salute to them on some real shit. But yeah, man, we got the guests coming up. I'm excited for this.
Word.
If you haven't already, go on iTunes, please, and subscribe to this shit to get the latest alerts when the show drops and podcasts and things like that. I don't know. We're doing too many big things. It's really hard for us to sometimes keep track of this shit. We got visual interviews. We're interviewing Raekwon and Jamar and shit, man. It's hard to
talk about it.
Us, but just letting everybody know, please go ahead and do that. We got some crazy shit dropping pretty soon with Mook that we got. And, man, it's just nuts out here, Dre. We're cleaning up the game. I'm just letting everybody know. I'm not going to say we number one because we ain't even got to say it to be dead honest with you. That's not what the fuck we're doing. But man, just check the scoreboard.
We're doing our thing, man. Fuck that. We're doing our thing, my nigga. Fuck the bullshit.
Check the scoreboard.
It is what it is.
That's exactly what we're doing, man. It's nice out here, bro. It's nice. So what else been going on about battle rap?
I just seen a blog with Daylight calling out DNA. He said, I'd rather battle DNA than Rain and shit. You know what I mean?
Talk about it.
What you think about that?
Watch this vlog. I haven't seen it. So he'd rather battle Rain than DNA?
No, he'd rather battle DNA than Rain.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean?
Well, I wouldn't see why he'd want to battle Rain in the first place.
Facts.
It's me, though. Like, who? I'm just saying, why would you want to battle Rain in the first place. I'm all for DNA battle in daylight. I don't see a problem with that.
Right. Timbo, fuck the bullshit, yep. My nigga. Let me call this nigga. Hold on, son. Let me call this dude. Hold on.
All right, let's get it.
Yo. Hello?
Yo.
Guest should be calling right now, my G.
Let's get it. We got the guest calling up. Excited for this one, man. Definitely one of the two of the that were involved in the one of the best battles of the year so far. So salute to Matt.
Facts.
Coming on. Real shit. So this is gonna be good, man. I'm excited to have Hoffa. Brooklyn. Dre's having a party over there, so you already know what that's tight. It is.
Get this cat on, man. Talk greasy today to me. Talk extra reckless to me. Yeah.
Let's get this guy on when he calls up, man. Man, it's Hoffa. Hoffaluyah.
So you still got Hoffa 2-1?
I still got Hoffa 2-1, man. That hasn't changed.
I ain't mad at that.
1-3. I got Hoffa winning rounds 1-3.
He's gonna enjoy you tonight. Pause.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna get that out the way too. I'm gonna say, yo, Hoffa, you already know, man. I had you 2-1. Now go ahead and talk to Dre.
Oh man,
I'm gonna let that happen. We'll see what he has to say, man. Get Hoffa to call up real quick, but it was a great battle, man. Don't Flop is definitely 2-for-2 right now from this event.
Well, it's
the last two debates, right. You know, that they threw up. So let's get the man on right now himself. Hoffaluyah, Matt Hoffa, Brooklyn. Yo, let's go, man. Hoffa, what's good, bro?
What up, man?
What up?
Bro, we got beef, man.
Y'all got beef. Hoffa, I got you with okay, 2-1.
Yeah, me and Dre got beef. Me and Dre got beef. Yo.
Yeah.
Don't make me put that no fly zone on you, too, Dre.
Oh, damn, my nigga.
Don't do it, Hoffa.
Yo, how in the world? How the fuck can you give this dude the third round? Now, mind you, I think that, the Drake joint, it was cute. Not factual, but it was cute. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And other than that, it was just a drunk nigga in the crowd just hyping shit up. How could you give him the third round, bro?
Son, like I said, I just like, listen, I understand at times as a battle rapper, y'all going to pick a certain round where you're going to get shit off your chest. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
And I like that. And I respect it, especially if it's incorporated ill. Now, do I think your third round was dope? Yes. Do I think you attacked the nigga in front of you, Math? No.
Yes.
I don't.
Yes.
Towards the end, when you told him you a
killing
body,
you a
the
body,
body
nigga.
Like
killing you a body, nigga. From that point on, that's like a minute. That's like a minute and change. I'm going in on him.
But a minute in battle rap is mad long, my nigga. A minute in battle rap?
No, you know what it is? Everything that I was saying just hit you so much that it stuck in your mind and you didn't hear the rest of the round, bro. Now, let's keep it real. All right, what I discussed was something that happened in my last battle, which in 2014 was probably one of the most talked about things in battle rap, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I battle these dudes, when I battle all these dudes, they bring up the same shit. It's my life. Oh, you punch this dude. Oh, you're street. Oh, you're this. You're a bully. Oh, you used to date Bonnie. Oh, this. So why can't I take the same information that they use against me and use it for my own realm.
Somebody want
to
answer that, Ms. Marlowe?
Explain that to me. Explain that to me.
Man,
to be honest, after I brought up the whole, y'all thought I was suing King of the Dot. I just threatened him for a check. That bread was going right on Biz's head to get him checked. That fucked up his third round. Because he went into that suing shit, and the crowd was like, Mav, just discussed this shit. Like, really? Mm. And you see it. When you watch the battle and everybody starts laughing, it's like, why are you talking about this?
Yo, let me say one thing about it real quick. See where Dre's saying, like, Matt, I'm gonna give you an example. Dre wasn't feeling when Clips decided to address like D Chambers when he was battling.
I respect that.
Shit.
I respect that.
Yeah.
But to be honest, that had nothing to do with Hollow. Wasn't using D Chambers and Cortez as an angle, but Silver was definitely using the disaster shit against me.
So why is it not relevant? I agree. I have no problem with it if it's done just like anything else in battle rap. If it's done dope and it's creative, I don't have a fucking problem with it. When you said something like I had to put Sun down out west, that shit was hot.
So to take my shine, Sun set it in the west. It was going crazy that round.
I hate both y'all niggas right now.
That was the hardest round of the whole battle.
You were doing a disservice
to the people, telling them that I lost that round. That's crazy, bro.
But
that's crazy.
Son,
see, the ill thing about me is I could take a round and I could talk about my own personal shit, and it will be more entertaining than me talking about these dudes. Because to be honest, every battle, they talk about my life. I can't talk about these niggas' lives. I can't bring up no bitches that Chilla Jones fuck. I don't know no bitches that Chilla Jones fuck. You I can't bring up no real situations Chilla Jones been in because I don't know no real situations that Chilla Jones been in. Do you know any?
Nah, but Hoffa, your life is like a movie.
I mean, we can get 3 to 0.14. That's easy as pie, but we never seen none of that. We never heard of none of that.
Your life is like a movie in battle rap, my nigga. So if niggas battle
it,
they have to bring, they have to address this shit.
No,
I was battling with my nigga,
I'll be honest with
this up.
I'd be more impressed if a nigga battles me with bars than to take the same route that everybody else takes. It's like,
man,
I'll address something in one battle.
Rounds.
I'll address it. Like, if I told niggas in my next battle, yo, stop talking about this Bonnie shit because she didn't break up with me. I broke up with her. Like, cut it out. Like, there was no, that whole Drake situation, we wasn't even together, my nigga. That was a choice she made because I wasn't trying to fuck with that. Simple as that. The next battle after that, a nigga will come with the same shit. Like, I ain't just break this shit down. And to me, that's corny. That's corny.
But if you battle in three rounds, somebody gonna mention something in one of those rounds. You know that it's gonna happen.
Because my life is something to talk about. So why can't I talk about my life? And that count is a good round.
Mm-hmm. Now here's all I'm going to say. All I'm going to say to you, Matt, is I really fuck with that shit that you were saying. I have no problem with it. But for me, like, that's good. Like, Denny, you killed it, especially that round to me. You killed it, bringing up the King of the Dot, the dish shit. So it's like, I don't expect you to really talk about it much in your next battle, if you get what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
But,
like, you killed that bar.
I guarantee you. The next battle, a nigga
will
be like, oh, you tried to shoot King of the Dot and this. Like, shut the fuck up with this shit already.
See, that's why I don't have a problem with it because of that.
I need the fans to stop respecting niggas using the same angles as everybody else that I've been. Stop respecting
that. And we don't.
Force these niggas to come up with something more creative.
Tell Matt how bad we killed. We killed Briz. Because he was talking about verbs, perm.
Yep, perm jokes.
Like, that's
we don't want to hear perm
stop
jokes. We don't want to hear about
this is what I'm saying. But they listen They listen to these interviews, they listen to it, and they think, okay, this is what people like. They like hearing the same shit over and over. No.
Nope.
We don't.
Nope.
I brought up that shit, and when I battled Arsenal, and I brought up in the second round, what they take from me is my reality.
Mm-hmm.
It Every time somebody battle Rex or Shine or whatever, they bring me up. That's corny. Stop doing it. Every single battle, yeah, Master this. Oh, but Master this. Oh, man. Stop saying the same shit. Come up with something new. I agree. If I don't like it for other people, I definitely don't like it for myself. Simple as that.
It's a loss of ground. Yeah, yeah. No, it's a loss. And somebody, especially now in 2015, if somebody's battling you, Matt, and they bring up Dose, that's a loss of a round. That's whack. That's too
Facts,
easy.
I agree with
it's
that.
It's been done.
It should be.
Straight up and down. It's a loss of a round. That's it. That's done. It's stupid. Somebody brings up Verbs Perm, that's a loss of a round. That's
loss
stupid.
Of a
that's
round.
Done. Done.
But yeah. But hold on. Let me ask y'all a question then. If you're battling somebody, I'm always thinking, I'm 30-plus years old, and I know mano a mano, when a nigga's in your face, I'm just saying, man, I understand what you're saying, and my bro Timbo gave you that round. That's cool. I just feel if you're in front of a nigga, listen, I think Daylight is nice with the lyrics. Sometimes when Daylight raps, it feels to me he's trying to let the world know he got bars instead of attacking a nigga in front of him. T-Top is nice, but he goes into tangents about his auntie and stuff in the bricks.
That's different, bro. That's different. None of that material is being used against them. If I talk about something before somebody else gets a chance to talk about it, so when they get to the part where they're going to talk about it, it fucks up what they have to say. That's a strategy.
Yeah.
But what if they
that's
saying
strategy.
It's dope though? What if they saying that? What if the material they're using is dope? And
but
the
it
angles
wasn't.
They use.
But it wasn't. Nobody went for that King of the Dot suing shit. Nobody responded for that, bro. They laughed at it.
So you're saying you negated his third round, basically. That's in your eyes, you feel you negated the shit he's saying because you addressed it already.
In my eyes, and everybody that was there that walked out the venue with me, directing everybody, they was like, yo, you kind of diffused his whole third. So why is your opinion different? That's what I want to know.
My nigga, like I said, I just want to hear you attack Chilla Jones, not towards the end when you made the bond. You a Bonnie, nigga. See, when you started saying shit like that towards the end, I'm like, Math, where was this at in the beginning of the third? I understand. Listen, I understand you just interviewed.
No, you got to understand, bro. It's a movie. It's a movie. My life is more entertaining than talking about these niggas. That's the best round of the whole battle. The same shit, Mob 1. When I started talking about everything that I went through and going through the whole God Boy shit and all that, like, that was the best round of the battle to everybody that watched that battle, and I barely talked about Mob. So you just gotta give that to me. Like, Math has the ability to talk about himself and have a better round than the whole fucking battle.
All right, let me give you a prime example. When you battled T-Rex the first time and you started talking about your man Randy and the blood on the Thames, you addressed it because Randy's name is T-Rex. It was so incorporated, so ill, even though you did a story, it just matched to me. Because in that battle, if that makes any sense to you. You know what I'm saying?
Now, okay, so I dig that. Now, with the same thinking, when I talked about the disaster shit, it was a diffusion. Just in case he tried to big up disaster for the coward shit, I wanted to establish with the crowd, like, y'all know it was coward shit. So if he tries to bring it up, you know how to look at it. And what happened? Exactly, it played out exactly how it was supposed to happen. So you got to
let me ask you a question.
That's strategy. That's called strategy. That's called like taking somebody's leg.
Play devil's advocate, though. If you're battling a nigga, right, and he goes into another story and some other shit, you don't feel like, yo, my nigga, you're not addressing me right now? Even
if the
story is real?
Is something that I'm going to bring up, then he's playing a strategy. If it's something that I have nothing to do with, if it's fire and the fans like it, then fuck it. Fuck it. There's a lot of times motherfuckers just stopping around and start going at mad niggas. And people like it. See, our job on that stage is to entertain in many ways. It's not just the bars. For me, it's not just the bars.
Right,
you got to give these people comedy. You got to give them a little piece of you that they can walk away with. You know what I'm
saying? When you did
when my kids watch my battles, they like, that's my daddy. I know that's my daddy. Their kids watch their battles, they're like, who is this guy? Daddy, you shoot guns? Daddy, you do that? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I don't promote nothing to my kids, but I don't hide shit from them either. I let them know the type of life that I live, and I let them know you're never going to live like that. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's weird for me. Like, I talk about this shit, but then battle rappers say, oh, you're this, you're street, you're this, you're that, that. But they're up there rapping about street shit that they have nothing to do with. So why big it up? Why even take that road if it's not the thing to do?
Math, let me ask you a question. Do you ever feel like you're a Brooklyn nigga, and your persona, you know, niggas want to say Math is the bully. But you know what's funny, though? When I watch your battles, my nigga, from way back in the day, even Iron Solomon days and shit, you know what, nigga, 95% of the time, you got a smile on your face. You, like, enjoying yourself on the stage. It's kind of weird sometimes.
Shit. Yeah. But you know what? When you say something often enough, it becomes the truth. And I think that people play this persona up. Like, in my battles, nobody talks about my movie. Everybody knows I have a movie, but nobody talks about it. And the reason why is it doesn't fit the whole bully angle that they're trying to push. That's one of the biggest things I ever did in my life. I had a movie on Stars. This shit was on television. But
what was the name of
this
shit?
About it.
Rap
War 1.
Rap War
1. I was the lead role. But they don't talk about it because they want to keep pushing this whole bully thing. And it's corny.
But, Math, you play a part in it, though, in a sense, though, my nigga. Come on, you got to take a little bit of
I played a part, came from the streets, and when I came into this, I had a different understanding of these dudes. I listened to the in Brooklyn, when Jay said you couldn't talk about it if you ain't live it, that was real.
Woo.
There was a lot of rappers on my block, but I was one of the hottest because I spat about real shit. I had a girlfriend across the street. We broke up. I did a diss record and performed it in her lobby. You feel what I'm saying? It was real shit. It was real shit, bro. If you came around talking about busting guns and having weight and we knew you wasn't like that, we did not like your shit. You had to take that shit down the block. We don't want to hear it. The cypher's over. Once you start rapping, all right, yo, I'm going to holler at you niggas tomorrow. Ain't nobody trying to hear that shit. So when I came into this shit, I made the mistake of thinking everybody was like me. So when people made threats or they said something funny, I handled it the way I thought I should handle it. But in retrospect, it was all just rap. You feel me? It's just I'm not the type of person that's going to take the risk of I don't know if it's rap. I don't want to be walking down the block with my son. I turn the corner, you standing there with 10 niggas, and some shit go down. You feel me?
And
back in the days, there was a lot of that. You saw the blogs. Rex did a blog in a gambling spot. Niggas is like, yeah, if Math act up, we going to run in his mouth. It's just that in the third, and Hammer's on deck. Like, to a street nigga, you see that? You like, what? That's how we playing? Same thing with the whole Tone Trump shit. He ran around and did a million interviews talking about, I'm a street nigga. Niggas got seen me in the street. I ain't with this battle rap shit. And then when I saw him, it wasn't that. So, my bad, because I believed him. And that's why the whole bully thing, kind of like you hear little stories here and there, and you get that, oh, Math is a bully. He'd be running around doing this. But in reality, it was just me believing what people were saying. That's it.
Math, I got a question for you. What was the hardest, the shit that hit the hardest to you that he said? Like, what was one of your favorite bars that he said?
The SAT line?
Yo, that might be bars of the year.
The SAT.
Now,
I get mad. I get mad at people always doing math flips. You know, half these motherfuckers was, look, they probably failed math in school, but all of a sudden they want an equation. I know you're RG, bro, and da-da-da. Like, I hate that shit. I want to change my name because of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
That shit was nice, bro.
That was one of the best ones that I ever heard. That was one of the best ones I ever heard.
That's
I give him that.
The mathematics, though, the mathematics one,
DNA said that already. DNA
oh,
did a
okay.
When he took a shot at everybody on Summer Madness 3, and they said something that he had the static on my answer for math. Simple, give mathematics. So when I heard it, I turned and I gave DNA a dap. Like it was fire when you said it.
Let me
ask you a question, Math. What would you like more for yourself? Having knowing that you had a dope battle with Chilla, or would you rather it being on URL?
I think just having a dope battle, because the difference between me and a lot of dudes just kind of like thirsty to be on URL. Now, don't get me wrong. The reason I want to be on URL is because I want to have a home game. That's the league that's most prominent where I'm from.
Yeah.
I haven't battled at home since Sirius Jones.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? So I want to have a home game. But I'm not thirsty to be on there. Like, you know what I mean? Some of these dudes, they need to be on there because they either don't get the same views or whatever. I've got a million views on four different leagues.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I'm not stressing it. A good battle, that's what I want. At the end of the day, that's what I want. Because I've had battles on URL. Well, I had one battle on URL that wasn't the best. And how that shit gets deleted one day. You know what I'm saying? But, so it's a good battle for me. That's what I prefer. Now, my question to you is, after me explaining this whole strategy thing, do you still give him the third?
Yes.
You're bugging. You're bugging.
I am. I can't.
You're bugging.
I watched it five times. I still got chilling, my dude. My
it's
God.
It's all opinion. It's all opinion, man.
Oh, man.
But Raph, you know what, though? I respect where you're coming from, though.
You know what? I feel you. Because I feel like Drago beat Rocky. That's just my opinion. That's just my opinion.
Oh,
man,
Lord.
Honestly, I was sleeping on it. I didn't watch this battle until, like, the second, third day it was out. Usually I'm kind of on it. But, yo, this is my battle of the year so far on some real shit.
Thank you, bro.
On some real shit. I was singing Many Men, bro, when that shit was that third round. I'm not going to lie. Yo, my favorite bar, when you said, "Dear God, please, can I get back to that URL?" That shit was funny as fuck.
Lord, I want a home game, man. I want to be on stage with my family, with my niggas. You know what I'm saying? They can't always travel with me. You know, shout out to my man Cito. He came out with me to Atlanta. But they don't always travel with me. You know what I mean? Like, I went to Sweden.
Yep.
A lot of motherfuckers that I know ain't getting in Sweden. They're not getting in Canada. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I didn't get in Canada.
Right.
Hoffa, let me ask you a question. Did you expect going into the battle you and Chilla was going to have a dope battle? And my second question is, would you prefer to battle T-Top or are you off that right now, being that he has restrictions in URL?
I mean, I think the T-Top battle would have been fire, regardless.
Mm-hmm.
I think what made this a good battle was the fact that Chilla fought back.
Fact.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? Because I really didn't expect it. I watched his battles before, and a lot of them were lackluster. He had a classic with JC. He had a good battle with Daylight, but him versus Real Deal wasn't that crazy to me. His battles on Don't Flop, they were like, you don't really want to watch him twice. You know what I'm saying? So it's real shit. But if you go off of like his last battle, I was not excited. I actually wrote this shit from Wednesday to that Saturday.
Wow.
When we actually battled.
Damn. You got to start doing that, bro. I was telling Dre, this is probably, I'm not going to bullshit, the dopest, one of the dopest three rounds I've heard from you ever, bro. Like, solid.
Appreciate it.
Nah, his three rounds against Iron Solomon was fire, though, too, though, B.
Niggas
don't see more on that Iron Solomon battle.
Them shits were fire, bro, but this was like, I mean, he was up in front of, we want to downplay Chilla sometimes, but, yo, he's nice with the pen, and this was crazy, man. You know, it was a different style matchup. You had somebody, you had Matt.
You know what it is?
It was dope.
I think that when you're preparing for a battle and you watch your opponent and the things that they do, you pick up things. Like watching Chilla, I was like, you know what? I should probably punch more. To make sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I punched more.
Yeah.
Him watching me, he was like, you know what? I should probably have more character. I should build up my bars a little bit more. I should have more punches instead of schemes. And I feel like he learned a lot watching me. Because his battle style and his other battles compared to this one,
different.
Totally different.
It is, Yeah. That shit was
sometimes
crazy.
Sometimes you learn things. Like, when you're watching people, sometimes you learn shit. I mean, I never learned anything from Arsenal, but pretty much everybody else, I learned something.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Matt, I'm just keeping it funky.
Matt, I got a question for you. When you heard that P-Top, the battle wasn't going down, were you hit up by Norbs or Beasley at all, or was it Don't Flop that was hit up? Saying, nah, he's not battling. Did anybody contact you before the battle was shut down?
T-Top did.
Oh, Top did.
T-Top did. But I did speak to
Norm. Was he disappointed? Was he disappointed at it too?
He was. And I told him, you know what, you got to be your own man, bro. And if that's the road that you feel like you need to take, then take it. You know what I mean? The only thing that I don't really dig is, like, you see, like, a lot of the other rookies, they get to a point where they're dissatisfied.
Yeah.
You look at Ill Will. Yeah. He got to a point where he was dissatisfied. You look at the everybody from before that. They get to a point where they're dissatisfied because they want to do more. Now, it's great being on URL because it is the biggest league. You know what I'm saying? They get the most promo, the most attention. It's great. But when it's, you're sacrificing yourself, when you could be battling more often, you're battling like once, twice a year. You know what I mean? Like, it some people don't have that much time.
Yeah.
True. It is what it is.
I've always said that.
Well, I told
him
he had to be his own man, and that was that.
I've always said it, especially for, like, the global, you know, going global, you know, being able to battle in, you know, London and Sweden and Canada and things
beautiful.
Like that. You
Sweden
know?
Was beautiful, bro. Sweden was beautiful. It was really fucking beautiful. And just to be a kid from Brooklyn who grew up in a fucked up neighborhood, got kicked out of high school, became a young father, had to go through so much shit and should be recognized for your talent. Halfway, not even halfway, like the other side of the earth.
Yeah.
It just feels good. It feels really good, you know what I mean? And I hope that every battle rapper gets a chance to travel and see the world off of their talent.
Yeah.
Not just battling in the same spot all the time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Matt,
that's kind of what you do it for.
Let me ask you a question as a battle rapper, though, because, you know, to me, you guys are the hip-hop stars now without the money that the hip-hop artist industry niggas are getting. What is the reception you get, like, when y'all walk on the streets and shit? What's the reception that you get from people?
Oh, I get I don't know how much love everybody else gets. I get a lot of love, bro. And I get the kind of love. You got to ask Laura Tarsi about this. And she was with me in Sweden. There were some dudes out in Sweden who automatically just became my security. They just loved that. They was like, look, nobody come close to her. Nobody. Yo, fam, where you going? Like, trying to say what's up to me. Like, yo, fam, where you going? Yo, Hopper, I swear to God, if you don't got two bottles in your hand every time I see you, bro, like, we going to have some problems, bro. They was buying bottles for me. Like, I get a different kind of love because it's recognized amongst the streets that I'm one of you. You know what I mean? They don't do that for everybody.
Yeah.
They're like, yo, you one of us, and you doing it, bro. We love you for that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what kind of love everybody else gets, but I get that extra. Like, it's extra. Crazy.
That is crazy. Yo, Matt, what you got coming up, man? Who's next on the hit list?
I'm going to take some time, work on some music. I got E-Ness in South Africa coming up. I can't wait to see South Africa. I want to go to the motherland, man. It's going to be Hopper Boombayé out there. Hopper Boombayé. Hopper Boombayé. Hopper Boombayé. I'm going to go crazy out there. I'm going to go crazy. That might be my best battle. That might be my best battle. I'm going to go. Yeah, no, no, not
Ness.
Nestle.
Oh. Nestle.
Oh,
pardon me.
Damn, okay. Drake caught that and I didn't. What the fuck? Good ears.
Yeah, my bad, bro.
Matt,
what's your take on everything that's going on in battle rap? Were you able to see Noam? I know I seen your interview saying that you wasn't allowed in the building for whatever reason.
Yeah, I was allowed. It was corny. It was corny, but I'm going to leave it alone, too, man, because it don't make no sense beating a dead horse, man. It is what it is. Everybody knows the situation. Everybody knows that that's corny shit. If we speak like two men and we dead something, then it should remain dead. But I understand because I watched the battle, and there was things that he was saying that he knew wasn't true, and if I was there, I would probably have a problem with it. You know what I mean?
Damn. That's what it is. Were you able to see any of the battles online? Or?
Yeah, I saw all of them.
What you thought about Verb, Shine, Hollow, Clips, my nigga?
Verb and Shine is crazy. And I think Verb played with him. He waited till the third round to really like go in lyrically, but he played with him. He took a personal angle, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. K-Shine came in, no smiles, just went to work. So that was crazy. Clips and Hollow, dope battle. Hollow's one of my favorites, bro. Hollow and Clips are my two favorites. You know what I mean? So,
everybody's favorite, Math, but them niggas gave us a fucking Pacquiao Mayweather battle, my nigga. It was a snooze
fest. You should be extra mad.
Yeah, but you gotta understand. It doesn't mean it's gonna be a great matchup. But to get to see two of my favorite MCs rap, I was satisfied with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is what it is. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people expected more. They expected more out of Mayweather than Pacquiao.
Fact. That's why I say that shit is like, you know.
Yeah.
It is what it is. But I'm sure their next battle is going to be even crazier than that.
Yeah.
Yo, what did you, Hoppo, what did you think about, real quick, what did you think about the 2-on-2 at your event? That shit was crazy to me.
Word.
That shit was fire.
Crazy.
Fire. And it made me want to do one, but I need a good partner. Like, I need somebody that's going to blend with me well. You know what I mean?
Who blend with Math? Let's think right quick. Who would blend with Math?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I think me and Clips would blend well. I think me and Hollow would blend well. I think even me and Ice, you was on some funny shit, would blend well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You and Ice? Yeah.
Yeah. Let Ice do the slick talking, and I'll do the punching.
What about you and Cortez? Because you guys got that continuity, NYB and all that. What about you and Tez?
I know, but at the same time, Cortez's style is so rapid.
Right.
I don't know. We have to sit down and work that out.
Now, what style would you take? Because we saw two styles on this 2-on-2. We saw 4-bar, 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 2-bar, 2-bar, 4-bar, 4-bar.
Oh, no, of course, the back and forth. The DNA
okay,
and Sean
cool.
joint.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on. Come on. That's
the niggas are like Jaden. Niggas are like Jaden Styles, my nigga.
It was fire. It was fire. And I don't think that Sire Boy, I think that battle did more for Sire Boy than anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
Because it kinda showed like, you know what I mean? It was almost like Sire Boy was battling him by himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like John John was trying to give his man light and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I respect that.
That's why they didn't do the back and forth. They did one verse each round.
Yeah.
If
you're going
to
do a 2-on-2, you're supposed to work together. DNA and K-Shine, they did it right. Now, mind you, it doesn't take away from what Sireboy did, because he had some crazy bars.
His shit was nice,
but being that it's a 2-on-2, I just got to give it to K-Shine and DNA. Because they collaborated much better than John John and Sireboy.
Much better.
Now, I want to ask you a question. Norbs had made a blog, he was on a blog saying that Murder Mook is overrated. Now, I know you and Mook have gone back through the years. Do you co-sign that, Math, that Murder Mook is overrated?
That he's overrated? I mean, it's not for me to say. It's for the fans to decide. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I could say something till I'm blue in the face. If the fans believe it's that way, then...
That's just what's going to stand. Now, I do believe mm-hmm. that he's very selective when he picks his opponents, and he's not consistent with the reasons. People mm-hmm. brought up, like, yo, why didn't you battle Matt? He's like, oh, you know, he lost. He took an L before and this, that, and the third. But I beat Solomon, so why did you battle him?
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that he picks and chooses his opponents wisely to keep his mm-hmm. status. Now, if he was to battle as frequently as me or Charlie Clips or DNA or whatever, I think you would begin to see a lot of the chink in his armor. Either you would see two things: more of the mm-hmm. chinks in his armor, or he would step his game up.
Mm.
One of the two of them. But
yeah,
it's kind of disappointing that sometimes you wait so long for somebody to battle, and then when you see the battle, it's not that hot.
Were you mad that they did a part two of him and Lux? I was mad as shit. Were you mad?
I was mad that they were trying to make us Team Lux and Team Moot in the house.
Oh,
I was
man.
Like, get the fuck out of here. I ain't knowing y'all niggas team. Get the fuck out of here. Nobody's doing that shit. Crazy.
Well,
I was not,
let me
I was
ask
not
you a question,
feeling
though.
That at all.
How did you and Murder Moot get to do a track together, my nigga? How did that come about? How did that conversation even go about?
I mean, we didn't sit in the studio. We didn't sit in the studio. It was Ted Smooth. Shout out to Ted Smooth. He was doing a mixtape. He wanted a few battle rappers on it. I came through. Mm-hmm. I laid my verse down. I did not know who was going to be on the track. I think when Mook laid his, he didn't know who was going to be on the track, and he just spliced it together. And when I heard it, I was like, yo, that's kind of fire. Let's shoot a video for it. And coming off mm-hmm. the Total Slaughter shit, you know, everything was cool. Everything was fine with us in the house. Like, we did a track in the house too that hasn't come out yet. But, you know what I mean? It was like, yo, let's do it. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm. And so, you're on that Top Tiers album, right? With Kid Capri, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm on the first track. Me,
okay.
Cortez, and Misfit. Now, Kid Capri said I did my thing. He said I killed it, but I feel like I got something to prove. So I told him I want the intro, solo, next album. So I can just black out.
Okay, that's what it is. Yo, Math, man. We appreciate you coming on the show, my nigga, for real, for real.
I don't think
oh,
you
dang,
appreciate
you know
it,
mean?
Man. I don't think you're going to give me a third round, man. I don't think you appreciate it, bro.
Jesus.
I don't think you appreciate it, man. That's one of the best. But look, so many fans tweeted me and was like, yo, I think that's the best round I've heard. So for you to not give me that round, bro, I'm going to always hold that over you, bro. I'm going to always
I know,
hold
man.
That over
you.
It's
called
strategy.
You called me.
Respect,
you called me and gave me
the strategy.
Business, man. Right?
Respect the strategy, my nigga. Respect the strategy. Not like what T-Top does. Ain't nobody battling T-Top and like, oh, I found out about your auntie. She was a crackhead back in the. No, ain't nobody doing that. So when he does that, it is unnecessary. When certain other people, Tony Clips going at Cortez and D Chambers, that was kind of unnecessary. But what I did
was
very necessary. Very necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yo, before you go, before you go, can we get a drop with PSA Radio, my nigga?
He ain't going to give us a drop, Dre. No, I'm bullshit.
Can we get a drop? We need a Math Alpha drop. PSA Radio drop. Say
no,
whatever you want to say.
No drop. No drop, nigga. No drop. No third, no drop, nigga. No third, no drop. I'm a baby. I'm not.
My man gave
me that call, nigga.
Look, man,
at the same time, you got to understand the platform that you have is their opinions. And if there's somebody who wants to take something away from me, you gave them an excuse.
So let me ask you a question. When you say that, do you think niggas that do radio and niggas that do blogs, you think they're very influential.
Very influential. As long as you get those views and those comments and people are tuning in, they respect your opinion. That's why they listen.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say something like
that,
and you disregard strategy and the genius of what I did, you're allowing people to now take rounds away from other people who use the same strategy.
Matt, I think it's all personal opinion, though, my G. We expect these
fans
to have their
opinion. But people say personal opinion, but if it's a personal opinions should be in your head. Once you speak them, it's a public opinion. You're giving it to the public for the public to soak it up. It's not a personal opinion anymore. Personal opinions should remain inside your head and not
spoken. But, Math, you can't say that to niggas that do shows, though.
It's public. It's public.
But, Math, it's hard to say that when niggas blog or do shows like this. You get what I'm saying, my nigga? We have to give an opinion. I think me and Timbo try to do a good job where we don't attack
and
niggas
personally.
And we never
disrespect.
We don't do that disrespect.
No, I'm not saying it's disrespect. No, it's not disrespect. But, again, you got to respect strategy. And in that battle, that strategy worked.
Hey,
and if you can't respect that, then I don't know, bro. I don't know, man. I just looking at these battles a little wrong. I understand.
My nigga,
that.
We all won as a battle rap community, my nigga. We all won. Y'all niggas gave us a fucking dope ass battle. That's why I really
crazy. Top of the year, bro.
Appreciate
real shit.
Thank you.
Also,
thank
real
you,
shit. That shit was crazy, man. You were chilling. All right, fucking
get him
through
that drop, though, my nigga. Get him through that drop, man.
Yeah,
get
you
got
to do the drop, man. Come on, baby. PSA, bro.
No fun, no time, nigga. Block you some out, nigga.
Matt's really gonna dip out of here without doing a drop, man.
Son, Matt gave me a tongue lashing today, my nigga. You don't even know.
Matt really dipped out. You know what? We got a Matt Alpha drop somewhere for PSA. I was about to drop that shit and put that on just to piss off Alpha. Man. Salute to Alpha, bro.
Yeah, salute to Alpha, man. For real.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, but you know what, Dre? It didn't sound like he was angry or nothing. It was all fun, personal. No disrespect, no nothing like that. They put on, though, on some real shit. They put on. Who knows? I might got Chilla hitting me tomorrow like, yo, man, I really think I got that third, bro. Timbo, you tripping. You tripping, Timbo, but it was crazy, man. I can't argue anybody saying the other way because it is, you know what I mean? This was perfect. This is a perfect time for this man to come on and speak to us like this, especially right now. You know what I'm saying? What's going on? I really felt like this was perfect, and you know what I'm saying? Salute to Matt for being able to come on. This is how this shit goes down. You know what I mean? But
we don't gotta agree, but we can respectfully have a conversation and you say your piece, we say our piece, and it's all love.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's all love.
Dre, how often? It's very, 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 very rare for Stephen A. and Skip to agree on some shit. But look, man, they're in that chair every single day. They're in that chair every day. They got people coming up there. You know, they don't disrespect. They don't do nothing like that. We don't do none of that shit up here.
Nah, and even if me and you disagree, it's all good. It's healthy debate, man. It's healthy
debate, man.
That's what we do, man. It's healthy debate.
Nobody's got to go off and fucking agree with everybody all the time.
I completely
agree with what you're saying, bro. But
You feel mad for one? That's respectful. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It is what it is.
Yep.
Niggas got preferences, and you can't beat nobody over the head for what they feel. But I think battle rappers can't be sensitive either.
Exactly. That's the flip side of this. You know, us being on here, you guys got to be open to, you know, what we're talking about and our opinions and everything like that. You know, that's just what they are. They're our opinions. So, and I hope, piggybacking off what Matt said, I really hope you guys and the fans out there go and just watch this shit so you can figure out who you think won. We're just giving you our personal opinions of who we think won. But you guys go out there and watch that shit, man. You guys think Matt won. You guys think Chilla won. You guys think it was a tie, 1.5 to 1.5, whatever the fuck. Man, you know what I'm saying? Just let everybody know. Comment below who you think, you know, or comment on our breakdown who you think won and shit.
Word.
Just go watch that, man. But like Drake said, everybody won on this shit.
Yep.
Everybody won on this fucking battle. So, yeah, man, salute to Matt for coming up here. Good dope interview. It's going to be coming out, man. You already know we're dropping some crazy shit. That's just what we do over here. The PSA boys, the segment boys, the most hated, the least respected.
Least respected.
Shirts coming, never, but if anybody wants to give us some bread for that, you're always welcome to do that, man. Salute everybody, my bro, my partner at Crown Dre. Take us out, G.
Man, shout out to my man, Math Hopper. Shout out to my bro, Timbo. PSA motherfucker radio, man. You know how we do it, man. We got the NWX segment out. We got Mickey Facts out. You know what I mean? That's how we do it. We got the Breakdown of Math and Chiller, Lord Jamar, Pat Stay. You know what it is, man. I'll let your boy, man.
On iTunes, on this, on that. Go fucking go.
Talk about it.
Listen, go watch. Go listen and watch and download. What? Put it on your iCloud, your iPhone, your iHome, your iPad, whatever the fuck you need to do. Just go check that shit out, man. This is PSA Radio. My bro, Dre, and I just giving you some fly shit, man. We out.